New York Times authors deceptively edit Trump's advice to governors on medical ventilators. By David Ng on March 16, 2020. At least 8 New York Times authors shared a deceptively edited quote Monday from President Donald Trump's recent call with state governors, creating the false impression that the president is denying federal support for ventilators that are needed in hospitals treating coronavirus patients. In his message, the president recommended that states procure respirators and ventilators because it would be faster, but added that the federal government will be backing you. The Times journalists omitted the bulk of the president's statement as they shared the story on social media. The misleading, partial quote was also boosted by a CNN correspondent and became the lead headline at the left-wing Huffington Post. Despite growing online backlash to this misinformation, the journalists have yet to delete or retract their comments. The 8 journalists tweeted a link to a Times article published Monday that contains President Trump's full statement to state governors in which the president recommended that they shouldn't wait for the federal government to fill the growing demand for respirators needed to treat people with coronavirus. Respirators, ventilators, all of the equipment. Try getting it yourselves, President Trump told the governors during the Monday conference call. We will be backing you, but try getting it yourselves. Point of sales, much better, much more direct if you can get it yourself. But in the body of their posts, the Times journalists left out most of what the president said. Times national correspondent Julie Bossman tweeted only the first third of the president's statement, leaving out the part where he said the federal government will back the states. Bossman, reacting to intense backlash, defended herself by inaccurately claiming that the second part of the quote repeats the first part, twice. In fact, the second part of the president's statement says that the federal government will be backing you, the states. Mara Gay, a member of the Times editorial board, also left out most of what the president said. She also falsely accused the president of telling governors that they are on their own. In actuality, the president said in his full quote that the federal government will be backing you. Just 10 days ago, Gay was involved in another embarrassing episode for corporate media, where she and MSNBC anchor Brian Williams horribly botched basic math to claim that billionaire Michael Bloomberg could have given every American $1 million. In reality, the amount he spent amounts to less than $2 per person. Other Times journalists who tweeted out only the first part of the president's quote include Chief White House Correspondent Peter Baker, Northwest reporter Mike Baker, Arts reporter Michael Cooper, investigative reporter Sharon Lafreniere, editor Clifford Levy, and contributor Aaron E. Carroll. The official Times Twitter account also omitted the majority of the president's quote when it pushed out the article on Monday. CNN's Oliver Darcy also shared the incomplete quote and has not addressed the dozens of fact checks in response. All of the posts were still up at the time of this writing, despite mounting criticism about their accuracy. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.